This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hello, is this Kyle?
This is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. It's Ginny calling from Joy FM in Australia. How are you?
Hey, Ginny, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
That's good. Kyle, sorry about all the delays that we've had previously. We finally got you on the line, so it's very exciting for us. We thank you for your patience.
No, of course, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. Now, Kyle, Mona sent me through a lovely press release about Rose by Another Name. Is there anything else in particular you'd like to talk about today?
It's the only show that really sort of deals with the identity of bisexuality and how it relates to the LGBT community.
Fantastic. Well, we can definitely talk about that.
But anything you want to talk about.
Fantastic, Kyle. Well, Kyle, I've got a bit of an introduction lined up, then we can launch straight into the interview. Are you cool with that?
That's great, yeah.
Fantastic. Let's go full steam ahead into the land of strange fruit, where we may dream of paradise lost. There may be not anything so full frontal about this, but we're delighted to have our next guest on the Hump Day Crew. He's a rose by another name, but we know him as Kyle Schickner. Welcome to the Hump Day Crew.
Thank you very much.
Now, Kyle, we...
I like what you did there with the movies. I like that.
Yes, because you're quite a jack of all trades with those movies that I just mentioned in the introduction, because you were a part of all the processes with directing, producing, and even editing some of them.
I do, yeah. Well, and there's not a lot of money for the kind of films I make, so, you sometimes have to sort of do it all.
And it's interesting, too, because it obviously seems that those films, because you've done so much in them, you're obviously doing it for the love of it.
What's that?
You're obviously doing it for the love of it.
I am doing it for the love of it, absolutely. It's sort of very important to me. And, I'm in the poorhouse, but I'm having fun, so.
Exactly. The happiness rewards you with the monetary rewards, hey?
Exactly.
And, Kyle, your current movie at the moment, Rose by Another Name, is quite relevant to our community here at Joy 94.9 because it actually delves into some really, really bisexual themes that we actually don't see. It's kind of glossed over, isn't it?
It really is glossed over. I mean, we're sort of the black sheep of the LGBT community. There's a lot of animosity and sort of, I think, fear of what, letting the bisexual community into the, gay lesbian world especially, and what that means to, as if it dilutes the movement.
Exactly. And one thing I find too about, the GLBTI community is there's a lot of talk about being gay and lesbian, but bisexuality does have that stigma attached to it. Does this movie help sort of break down the stigma around it?
I hope it does. I mean, that's definitely the plan. I mean, the main issue is to entertain and make people laugh. But I really sort of want to, it's called Rose by Any Other Name, and the main character is Rose, and she starts off in the show that she's this very out and proud and active lesbian in the community, and she slowly realizes, she finds herself, she meets a man that she falls in love with, and it sort of addresses the situation of, this is the same woman the day before that everyone loved, and now because she happens to have fallen in love with someone, that people look at her differently and sort of saying, look, she's the same person. Why does who she chooses to love make it good or bad? How does that change her? Or is she still Rose?
That's really interesting too, Kyle, because I find in our community too, we're out there marching for equality and rights and acceptance, but sometimes, especially the bisexual component of it, can lead to that segregation inside. So it's actually kind of good that you've taken that angle for this movie.
And that's really, I mean, when I first came out in college, decades ago, and was getting involved in the lesbian gay, group at campus, I was shocked to sort of see not being accepted, because it really struck me as sort of hypocritical in that, there's people sort of complaining, and not complaining, I mean, justifiably angry and trying to, fight for equality and to be able to be loved where they want to love, and while at the same time they're turning around to bisexuals wanting to be involved in the movement, saying, no, you can't, you're not gay enough. And that always struck me as very hypocritical.
Absolutely. I remember, Kyle, I actually came out as bisexual myself, but I think I did out of more of a fear from accepting I was gay. And I think that was the first step I took before admitting to myself, okay, you actually are a lesbian. Yeah. But I found, too, that when I actually came out as bi, a lot of people said, oh, no, you're trying to get the best of both worlds and you're trying to put your foot in the door. Did you experience that same sort of stigma?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, and a lot of lesbian and gay people's experiences were they sort of did sort of test the waters by sort of saying they're bisexual first, when really they probably were, you know, gay or lesbian. But it was an easier trip to make than going right to testing the waters. So because a lot of people have gone through that experience, they assume that is everyone's experience, and that's not fair.
Exactly, and I think also too,
you know, it happened with you, and you know, and that was your journey, and you know, you are happy with who you are. And that's great, but the problem is I've been, you know, aware that I've been bisexual for at least probably 30 years.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. And I think also a few friends that I have are bisexual, they experience a stigma where they may be in a relationship with a male or female, and a lot of people say, okay, well, you're in a relationship with one sex, are you going to cheat on them with another sex? It's just, it's very hard to define that the fact is they're in a relationship, they're in a committed relationship, it doesn't mean they're going to sleep with anyone else, man or woman, just because they identify as being attracted to both.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the frustrating thing as well, is that, you know, it's that assumption that, well, you're going to leave me for a man, or you're not going to be satisfied. And what I think happens, I think, is bisexuality gets scapegoated a lot in relationships. If it doesn't work, that it's easier to say, well, it didn't work because they were bisexual, as opposed to saying, looking at the relationship with a failed relationship closer and admitting some things, well, maybe I work too much or a sex life, whatever. It's easier to blame something external and saying, well, she was bisexual and you know how they are.
Yeah, that's very true, Kyle. I've also noticed, too, is just from a few of my friends who've been in, like, long-term straight relationships, and maybe Rose by another name could relate to this sort of similar experience, where they've been in long-term relationships, heterosexual relationships, and they realise that whole time they're suppressing this feeling of attraction to women. And they eventually admit to themselves, okay, hold on, I do have this attraction to women and I need to explore this. So they end that relationship with that heterosexual relationship, and then they kind of think, okay, so that whole 10 years of your life was a lie. It's actually, no, it wasn't a lie. I was genuinely attracted to that person and I'm attracted to women.
Right. Right. No, exactly. I mean, you know, there's a word that's being thrown around in the bisexual community a lot, you know, called fluid. Where it's just sort of we fall in love with who we fall in love with. And again, you're right. I could be in a relationship for 15 years with a man and then that end and then fall in love with a woman. It doesn't negate all of my experience and my love for my first relationship. I mean, it's to sort of lump it into, you know, where you are now is really sort of, you know, isn't fair to the history of a person.
Absolutely, absolutely, Carl. I'm glad you're out there making a stance and making movies to represent the bisexuals, Carl. Very proud.
Well, we're trying. And also, I mean, the show also really, I mean, it's had a number of lesbian characters that we also really should try to portray really better than a lot of other shows have done, you know, in terms of showing them as three-dimensional and sort of having the same type of relationship issues that everyone else has.
Right. And what can we look forward to also about Rose by Another Name?
Well, the first season, you know, is we just sort of set up the show, and you know, Rose met this guy Anthony, and the reaction that their friends had, her lesbian friends had, and also his straight clueless friends had. And then the first season ended with Rose and Anthony breaking up because the pressure was too upsetting for Rose, and she couldn't handle it. Season two starts off where you know Rose is again sort of behind her friend's back, exploring the idea of bisexuality.
Right.
And how that relates in her life now.
Fantastic. And what's up for you for Carl Schlichter for the rest of 2011?
Well, you know, we're going to be shooting the third season for Rose. And then we're also, I did a movie called Strange Fruit that you mentioned in the opening. And we're trying to get that to be a weekly series on the Gay Network out here in America called Logo. So, you know, whatever it is, you know, my film company, we only make movies that sort of tell stories about women or, you know, LGBT community or people of color. So whatever it will be, it probably won't be making a lot of money, but it will hopefully be opening some doors and ideas for other people to come, you know, after me.
Oh, fantastic, Cole. I'm glad you're out there doing something that you love and not for the money.
Absolutely.
Cole, thank you very much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. I've actually learned quite a lot about certain things I wasn't actually aware of about the bisexual community as well, and you've really shone some light for me on that. And I really, really look forward to checking out Rose by Another Name.
Well, thank you so much. It means a lot. I appreciate your support.
Fantastic, Cole. Well, you have a lovely, lovely day or evening, whatever time it is over there in USA, and I'm sure I'll speak to you very soon.
I look forward to it.
Cheers. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks so much.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.